Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, June 13th, 2024, pre-market report. Sit back and relax, people, because we have a lot to talk about. I'm going to cover with you in this video where opportunity is. That's what this is all about to me. I don't sit here and just blab and blab for nothing. I sit here and talk to all of you. This is a worldwide family we have created here because we are looking for opportunity. We are not allowing the current system to destroy us. It's not happening on my watch. No way, no freaking how. Anyway, so, you know, before we even get started, I want to talk to you about something that I ran yesterday. I don't know how many of you recognize this. So let me just read this to you. So I wrote, so the Federal Reserve self-audits itself. Do you trust the Fed self-audits? 4% of you said, yes, I trust the Fed auditing itself. Totally legit. 96% of you said, no, heck no, I do not trust the Fed auditing itself. This is an incredible thing that we, the people, really, this is a free nation. We're a people that are supposed to govern themselves. And we allow something like this to happen. Our loving, caring representatives think that this is okay with the 4% of you that said, yes, it's totally legit. There's no way that this is legit here. But again, what else would you expect? This is world control. This is the government of the United States, the Federal Reserve. Now, I want to talk to you more about some of that. We heard from Janet Yellen this morning on CNBC. Look at what she had to say. Treasury Secretary Yellen says the United States debt load is in a reasonable place. First of all, let's stop right there. There is no way on this earth or off this earth that anyone on this earth besides her, it, thing, creature, whatever it is, believes that the current debt load of the United States is in a reasonable place. Not only that, U.S. debt and global debt, as you are well aware, is rising today at a faster pace than we've ever witnessed in history. But look what she goes on to say. If it remains at this level, she knows for a fact, and so do you, that there's no way the debt is going to remain at its current level. We have debts and deficits which are hyper-ballooning. Let's just stick here with the United States. Who makes up that difference? Well, it's the Federal Reserve. You can't run perpetual deficits here. Some entity must be making up the difference, and we know who it is. It's obviously the Federal Reserve. For her to make a statement like this, you see, what should happen, our Treasury Secretary, who's supposed to answer to we the people, she should be called before a congressional committee to ask her what's actually going on. Does she actually believe this? Let me say this too, and this is a fact. Every single one of our representatives, they know that this is out of control. But they're not going to call it, thing, creature, Janet Yellen in before a committee because they can't do it. She's part of the problem here. You understand that, right? Former Fed chairperson here. I'm sure she thinks that Federal Reserve self-audits are perfectly normal. That, you know, they can do whatever they want to. Again, we were told by Alan Greenspan, former Fed chair, that the Fed operates above the law. They are not, he said they are, the Federal Reserve is not beholden to U.S. law. And he is absolutely right. They are not beholden to the laws of this nation or any nation here. It's an insane thing, people, what we've allowed to happen by the deceptions, by the distractions. You want to talk about a deception and a distraction? How about this one? So both Biden and Trump, okay, are about to have secret closed-door meetings with the CEOs of JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Citigroup. Closed-door private meetings. How is this a good thing? Do you believe that these private meetings between Biden and Trump, who are meeting separately with the CEOs of the Wall Street superbanks. Do you think for a nanosecond that they're discussing what's good for you or what's good for them? I think this is a no-brainer. And for those of you that believe that these two wings of the same bird have your interest in mind, how about no? Oh, and this isn't the first time that Biden and Trump both have had these secret behind closed door meetings with the Wall Street superbank CEOs or the corporate, you know, elite here. No, 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 no. They always go to Wall Street first, then they go to you. Does that tell you anything? You still believe in the old system that doesn't exist anymore? It's impossible that you do. You know, let me bring something up here with regard to this freak show. So just yesterday, we got some very, very interesting information on the economy. We heard from Powell, the current it creature, vomitous mass puke that is the head of the Federal Reserve right now. And he painted a pretty nice picture for us. The economy is strong. The economy is growing. Yes, the economy, according to their own numbers, let's just cover this real quick because it's just too much. The U.S. economy, GDP, is growing at 1.3%. Okay. Now, according to their own numbers, inflation is rising at 3.3%. So let's just do a little math here. If we weigh what they're allowing us to know, they want us to believe that the economy is growing here. Again, strip out just spending on war alone. Oh, by the way, another $50 billion with a B for Ukraine. In case you didn't know that, yeah, we're at war over there. The whole world is at war, but you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to think everything is great because that's what they're telling you, of course. Anyway, strip all that out and GDP is negative, but let's just stick to their own numbers. GDP growing at 1.3%. Inflation, 3.3%, their own numbers. So basically what they're saying is we're not going anywhere. Based against inflation, well, GDP is 2.5 times less than what the current rate of inflation is. So how does that work? We're being destroyed. The economy is being wiped out. You see that. You all know that. That's the design here. That's why creatures like Yellen can get away with saying something like this. Headline, U.S. debt load is in a reasonable place. How many of you believe this is true? No accountability. U.S. Treasury Secretary also, no accountability to you, nor me, or anybody. The American people, they can do what they want, they can say what they want, period, the end, while these private meetings between Biden and Trump are going on with the CEOs of Wall Street superbanks. Really? Tell me how that's supposed to help you. People, you do realize that everything that we've spoken about here is completely true. We have no representation anymore. This is not the United States of America anymore. This is devolved into some hideous entity which is designed to destroy you and propagandize you. This is all propaganda. Everything. Nothing is real. You all know that. But that doesn't mean that there's not opportunity, and that's really what I want to talk to here to you about. This morning, you got gold and silver under pressure. You got crude oil under pressure. What am I talking about? Commodities. I have outlined, we, you, and I, right here on this blog, have outlined the current environment. It's risk on. And the proof of that, again, is right here. This is the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. We have now begun a new trend lower. This is from this morning. This isn't the same chart that I showed you yesterday. This was where we were from January. We just started this move lower. This is just more easy money being pumped into the system, a weaker dollar, which you haven't seen anything yet, people. Let me tell you what's happening here behind closed doors between Biden, Trump, and the CEOs of these super banks. Okay, they're going to talk about a weaker dollar here. Obviously, this is massively positive for the super banks, for the corporate agenda here. But it's terrible for you. You're going to be sold yet another lie, and there's going to be people cheering about it. We need a weaker dollar. Really, how does that help you? We need suppressed rates. Doesn't help you. Helps the central banks get even stronger than they are right now. We're done. You have to understand. For those of you, rah, 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 go Biden, rah, 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 go Trump, you are lost on a massive scale. It doesn't matter who they put behind the Resolute desk. This agenda, the corporate agenda, the deconstruction of the United States of America, this move to a digital one-world currency here, a neo-feudal system, is in full swing. And you can't stop it, neither can I. But we can take advantage of it. So here's the situation. It's very clear. It should be clear to you. If we realize currency devaluation is going to accelerate from here, if we realize that central banks are going to do everything that they can and things you can't even dream about to continue to inflate here, despite what Yellen said here, where the hell is it here, about the debt level now being in a reasonable place. She knows it's going much higher. So do you. There's no other way out of it. It never goes down. It goes up and up and up and up. But again, she can say what she wants. It creature can say what she wants because she's not going to be called before a congressional committee. She's not going to be held to account for anything that they say. Okay, so that's just the way it is in this environment. But anyway, this is opportunity, people. When you have this kind of an environment where now we're going to see, I believe, this continue. Okay, that means the stock market is going to go higher. Record high, record high, record high, record high. Again, we just hit a record high yesterday with regard to the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. The cash has to come from somewhere. You understand? And in my view, it's going to come out of commodities here. Right now, you got gold and silver under pressure, as I said, crude oil. This means these are on sale like you can't even believe, okay, against soaring global debt, not just here in the United States, it's out of control. You understand? I think you do. If we understand and realize that this mechanism is not going to stop, at least through the presidential selection, okay, that's what they're really discussing here. Whoever makes more promises to the Wall Street superbanks and the Wall Street elite is going to be selected. You have no say-so in who is chosen as president, in case maybe you were wondering and you were holding on to a last bit of hope that your vote counts because you're so important. We're nothing, you and I. We're means to an end. You understand that? And all of this should tell you what's really happening. But again, that presents opportunity. The opportunities are everywhere, like I said. I'm not going to deviate from what I'm about to tell you because I've been telling you this for a long time. You need to be in this market. You need to be long the market. The stock market's going higher. You need to be buying commodities across the board, but more specifically, silver, gold. Gain exposure to commodities. You can do this many, many ways. I have put out at least five newsletters in my free newsletter, free to everybody, link in the description below, regarding exchange-traded funds, which will give you exposure to a wide basket of commodities. You need this, people. We must bet. The system is being destroyed. The system is being dismantled. If we understand that, at least from a financial standpoint, we know what to do. And from everything else, what do I tell you every Friday? Love each other, care about each other, be charitable. I don't say these things because it's a good catchphrase. I say it because we do need each other. We are being destroyed by design, by all of this, this entire freaking freak show here, all of this. And, you know, it's just so obvious. So either you're taking action or you're in the corner somewhere sucking your thumb off. The choice is yours, people. It really, really is. Anyway, so you think you're going to be able to change this? These self audits by the Fed? Really? That should tell you something. Imagine an institution, in this case, the Fed, that's in charge of the entire economy, the monetary system, the financial markets, the financial system that is allowed to self-audit itself. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But what else did you expect? What else did you expect here? All right, look, people, I got a big announcement for you just real quick. First of all, keep your eyes on this. This is, again, free to you. Link in the description of this video. This video right here is going to be the last one I am doing until Tuesday. I have to make a trip to New York. My niece is graduating from high school. When I graduated from high school, I got, okay, good for you, Greg. You graduated. Now, today, they make a big deal out of all this stuff again. It's just kind of crazy. But I get it. I get it. So I have to go to this graduation thing. And then we're going, I'm going to see a friend or two, a couple friends of mine over there I haven't seen in a while. So I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, with that said, people, look, this guy here loves you from the heart. Don't forget. Not going to be here. I'm going to miss tomorrow's video. I'm going to miss Markets Look Ahead on Sunday. and I'm going to miss Monday, and I'm going to miss all of you too. But I will see you Tuesday, all right? So what we're going to do here is what we do every Friday, all right? Bring it in. Love each other. Care about each other. Be charitable. All right, that's our key to winning too, you understand? Because we have each other. We look out for each other. We're making sense of an environment that is so twisted, that is absolutely so sick. It ain't going to change. It's only going to get worse here. Again, you're counting on something to be done. You really think that Yellen is going to be held to account for this? Really, it's in a reasonable place? Do you think that that's in a reasonable place? Do you think it's going to remain at this level? She knows it's not going to, but she can tell you that. Because first of all, she probably thinks you're stupid, which you're not. And maybe some people believe this. I have no idea. I have no idea what they think, but it ain't so. It ain't the truth. All right. People, I love you all. And I mean that with all I got. So until we meet again, Tuesday, all right, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.